Gunsmoke, brought to you by Chesterfield. Chesterfield packs more pleasure because it's more perfectly packed, thanks to Accuray. They satisfy the most. Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad, the transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely. What's your hurry, Chester?
Oh, hello, Mr. Dillon. I'm going over at the stable.
No, what for? Are you leaving town?
No, sir. Hank Young's over there. I got to see him.
Well, I'm not doing anything. I'll go with you if you don't mind.
Well, good. I run into Mr. Bowers, and he asked me to give Hank a message for him.
No?
Well, Hank is a real nice fellow, Mr. Dillon.
Well, I didn't say he wasn't, Chester.
Yes, sir, I know. But I was just thinking there ain't many fellas around here steady and peaceable as he is.
I guess that's one reason Bars has kept him working at the ranch for so long.
Mm-hmm. There he is.
Where?
Cinching up his saddle with his back to us there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Dillon, I'm going to surprise him. Walk easy, huh?
Okay.
Gotcha!
No, Hank, no.
Look out, Chester! Oh. Now, take it easy, Hank.
Oh, Marshal. I didn't know who it was. You shouldn't come up on me like that, Chester.
For goodness, I guess I shouldn't.
Now, where'd my gun... Oh, there's my gun. It's a wonder it didn't go off, you hitting at me that way, Marshal.
How come you're wearing a gun, Hank? I don't think I ever saw you with one.
I wore guns before, Marshal.
No, I haven't around here.
No, maybe not around here.
Hank? Hank, Mr. Bauer's going to be an hour or so longer than he thought.
He is, huh?
Uh-huh.
All right, you tell him I'll see him out the ranch. We've got work to do out there. So long.
So long.
So long, Hank.
My, I guess I really upset him.
Something sure has.
Hank ain't never acted like that before. We're always kindly teasing each other.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it.
Dillon?
Yeah?
Yeah, I want to talk to you, Marshal.
Well, go ahead.
My name's Quillen. Ben Quillen. I've only been here a few days. I've been meaning to get acquainted, but I thought I'd do a little scouting around for myself first.
Oh?
What's the name of that man you was just talking to, Marshal?
Well, why?
Oh, he kind of fits the description of the fella I've been hunting. You see, I'm a deputy sheriff.
Oh?
There's my badge.
Deputy Sheriff, Prescott, Arizona.
Yeah, I got papers to prove it, too.
Yeah, you've come a long way, Quillen.
I think it's going to be worth it, Marshal. Here, take a look at this.
What is it?
It's a warrant for Ike Abbott.
Prescott, Arizona, July 6, 18. Something. It's kind of smudge.
You read the description.
Hmm.
Don't Ike Abbott sound like your friend who just left? Sure does to me. Same height, same build. Same kind of face, brown hair and eyes. Just about everything.
Is that true, Mr. Dillon?
Oh, but fits generally, yeah.
But what's he wanted for?
It's a warrant for his arrest, Chester. He's charged with murder.
Hank?
We heard he was hiding out around Dodge somewhere. He's been here about 3 years, hasn't he?
Yeah, just about. Why didn't you make your arrest a few minutes ago, Quillen?
I wanted to be sure, Marshal. And I also want to talk to you first. After all, this is your territory.
Hank's wearing a gun, Quillen. Does he know you?
No. But I've been asking around about anybody from Arizona. He must have heard about it. Well, I guess I'll ride out and take him.
No.
What?
Hank Young's ready to fight. I don't want to kill him. I'll go.
You mean you'll bring him in for me?
Well, if I'm sure he's the man you're after, then I think I can find out.
Okay. Well, watch your step, Marshal. He's already killed one man.
No worry, Quillen. So have I.
Introducing one of the country's best-known jazz musicians and arrangers, Mr. Bobby Haggart. How about whistling along with him?
Packs more pleasure, packs more pleasure. Chesterfield packs more pleasure because Chesterfield's more perfectly packed.
It stands to reason a cigarette made better and packed better smokes better, tastes better. And Chesterfield is more perfectly packed by Accuray. This electronic miracle removes human error in cigarette manufacture. So Accuray Chesterfield is firm and pleasing to the lips, mild yet deeply satisfying. Yes, Chesterfield gives you something no other cigarette can give you.
Chesterfield packs more pleasure because Chesterfield's more perfectly packed.
To the touch, to the taste, Chesterfield packs more pleasure. Because it's more perfectly packed. By Chesterfield. Mild. Yet they satisfy the most.
Sitting in the bunkhouse door, Mr. Dillon.
I thought he said he had work to do.
He had nothing special to do except get out of Dodge.
You think he's going to make trouble?
Well, I hope not. Hello, Hank.
Marshal. Chester.
Hello, Hank.
Looking for me?
There are a couple of things I want to ask you, Hank.
You go right ahead, Marshal.
You've known me about 3 years, right?
About that.
And you know when I go after a man, I generally bring him back.
So you do, Marshal.
Is that why you put your gun away?
Well, I declare, he ain't armed no more, is he?
No, I ain't.
Well, you told me the truth, Hank.
You always dealt fair, Marshal. I'll tell you the truth.
Well, there's a deputy sheriff in town named Ben Quillen. He's got an Arizona warrant for Ike Abbott's arrest.
I thought so.
Was it murder, Hank?
That how that warrant reads, Marshal?
Mm-hmm.
Figured so. What else you want to know?
You still haven't told me why you put your gun away.
Done some thinking on the way back here. You know they'd sent somebody after me, but if I killed him, I'd just have to face you next. I wouldn't be getting nowhere that way.
All right, Hank. Come on, Chester. Let's get back to town.
Well, Mr. Dillon, ain't we going to take Hank back to
the garden? I said let's go, Chester. Morning, Chester.
Good morning, Mr. Dillon.
Ben Quillen been here yet?
Well, I just got here myself.
Oh, didn't you sleep here last night?
Well, see, No, sir, I didn't.
Uh-huh.
I ain't never going to set up all night playing poker again.
Oh, I was kind of hoping you'd maybe grown poker.
I'm getting there.
Morning, Marshal. Chester.
Quillen.
Morning, Quillen.
Marshal, did he put up a fight?
No, there was no trouble.
But he is the man I'm after. He's Ike Abbott, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the man.
Well, I sure do thank you, Marshal. Now, if you'll turn him over to me, we'll be on our way and I won't be bothering you no more.
I didn't bring him in, Quillen.
Why not?
Well, I guess maybe I didn't have the stomach to arrest a man who's been a friend. It has never caused any trouble around here.
That don't keep him from being a murderer. And I've got a legal warrant for him.
Then you go get him.
I thought you didn't want no killing.
He isn't armed.
You've caused me to waste a whole day, Marshal.
Why don't you go get your man, Quillen, and get him out of here? I don't want any part of it.
You admit he's a friend of yours, Marshal. I just hope you're not trying to trick me somehow. Because I'll hold you responsible.
What's on your mind tonight, Matt?
Well, Kitty, it sure isn't drinking beer and sitting around the Long Branch.
You know, you sometimes act like you've been schooled in a slave market.
Drink your beer, Kitty. I'm buying.
Oh, you are? And I take it all back. Oh.
What?
Here's Ben Quillen. Now I know what's been bothering you.
Marshal, I want to talk to you.
Oh, what's your trouble, Quillen?
You gave me to believe there'd be no trouble with Hank Young or whatever you call him.
Was there?
He wasn't armed, Marshal. At least he didn't lie about that.
And just what did I lie about, Quillen?
About them four friends of his.
What friends?
I don't like being made a fool of, Marshal. I don't like going after an unarmed man who's hiding behind four shotguns.
Ah, I see.
You trying to tell me you didn't know about it?
No, Quillen, I didn't.
You swear to that?
Now, you can take it or leave it.
All right, I'll believe you. Providing you ride out there with me. I can't face them men alone. It'd be suicide.
It's your party, Quillen. I'm not getting paid to make your arrests.
You wouldn't be scared, would you, Marshal?
I think we've talked just about enough, Quillen.
All right. I'll telegraph Prescott. I'll get me some authority for some deputies.
Wait a minute, Quillen.
What?
You meet me at the stable in the morning. I'll go with you.
They are, Marshal, waiting for us. How are we going to shoot it out against four men with shotguns, Marshal?
You just keep out of it, Quillen. Hello, Hank. Gentlemen.
This here ain't my idea, Marshal. The boys just heard about everything. I can't talk them out of a fight.
That's right, Marshal. Ain't nobody taking a friend of ours off to Arizona, warrant or no warrant.
Now listen, you men. Hank Young's a friend of mine, too. Isn't that right, Hank?
I always thought so, Marshal.
But you know me well enough. If any man needs taking in, I'll take him in.
Be kind of like walking into a cannon, won't it, Marshal?
Maybe. But more than one of us will die.
Now, hold on. I don't want a lot of blood spilled over me. Just because I killed a man 12 years ago is no reason any of you men should die now.
Wait a minute. Quillen.
What?
You got that warrant with you?
Of course I have.
Let me see it. Well, come on, let me see it.
Well, I don't know what for.
Give it to me.
You seen it once. What are you looking for? Well, is something wrong with it?
Nah, it's legal, all right.
Give it back.
Yeah.
Hank, I've changed my mind about taking you today.
Now, wait,
Marshal. Shut up, Quillen. Will you come into my office 3 days from now, Hank? We'll settle this thing then.
Okay, Marshal.
Sure, it's okay, Hank. We'll be right along with you. Won't we, boy?
We'll be right along with you.
We ain't backing down one bit, Marshal. You better remember that.
Where are you listening to Gunsmoke? In your favorite easy chair? Or out driving? Oh, there you are. In the kitchen. Say, you want to make whatever you're doing more enjoyable? Have a Chesterfield. Enjoy Chesterfield's better taste and mildness. It stands to reason a cigarette made better and packed better smokes better, tastes better. And Chesterfield is more perfectly packed by Accuray. This electronic miracle removes human error in cigarette manufacture. So Accuray Chesterfield is firm and pleasing to the lips, mild yet deeply satisfying. Yes, Chesterfield gives you something no other cigarette can give you.
Chesterfield packs more pleasure because Chesterfield's more perfectly packed.
To the touch, to the taste. Chesterfield packs more pleasure because it's more perfectly packed. Buy Chesterfield, mild, yet they satisfy the most.
Let's go, Chester.
Did you finally get your telegraph?
Yeah. Just in time, it looks.
I know. That's quite a crowd waiting for you. Think there'll be trouble?
Yeah, there could be.
Anything you want me to do?
No. You better wait here.
All right. But you be careful now. Them friends of Hank's sure look like the mean business.
Yeah, sure.
Marshal, come in, like you said.
I know you would, Hank.
Let's get this over with, Marshal. I've waited long enough.
You've waited too long, Quillen.
What?
Hank, I want your friends to wait across the street over there.
We ain't moving, Marshal.
All four of you go over there and wait.
Now, will you do what he says, Jim? Go on now. Jim, he ain't the kind of trick nobody.
I mean it, boys. I got going.
Well, come on, men. But we'll be watching.
Quillen, let me see that warrant.
You've seen it twice? Yeah. Well, ain't you gonna look at it?
I should have looked at it the first time.
Huh?
Close. I missed reading the date till Hank mentioned it was 12 years ago.
What's that got to do with it?
12 years is a long time, Quillen.
That warrant's still legal.
But it would have been forgotten by now if you hadn't have paid the sheriff in Prescott to go to the trouble to dig around and find it for you. And paid him something more to make you a deputy.
What do you say?
I hate men like you who go out after other men just for the reward money. You're a professional manhunter, and that's the worst.
So, what are you?
I'm a lawman. I never collected a reward in my life.
Okay, do it your way, but I'm taking this man back.
I got word this morning from a friend of mine in Prescott, Quillen.
So?
He says what I thought about you. You don't often get back with your prisoners.
Huh?
Too much trouble, I guess. Too much expense. You'd shoot Hank here for trying to escape before you reach the Colorado line. But you'd still collect the reward.
You're getting a lot of ideas, Marshal.
I got a couple more. Hank.
Yeah, what, Marshal?
I hear there weren't any witnesses to that murder 12 years ago.
That wasn't no murder. Of course, I had to run anyways.
Yeah, the sheriff was an enemy of yours?
Well, I hear he's dead now.
Mm-hmm. There'll be a circuit judge here next week. I think we'll let him decide all this.
No, you don't, Marshal. You don't cheat
me. I'm sorry, Quillen. You're going to have to earn your money someplace else.
Marshal, I'm warning you.
This is the only copy of the warrant for Ike Abbott there is, isn't it?
You give me that.
I'm going to tear it up.
I'll kill you if you do.
Hank's only worth $500 to you, Quillen. You can find bigger game than him.
I said I'll kill you. You tear up that warrant.
Even you're not that big a fool, Quillen.
Don't do it, Marshal.
Somebody has to.
No!
You killed him, Marshal.
I misjudged him, Hank. He was worse than I thought.
What?
He wouldn't only kill a man for $500. He was willing to die for it himself.
In a moment, our star, William Conrad.
Chesterfield packs more pleasure because Chesterfield's more perfectly packed.
A cigarette made better and packed better smokes better, tastes better. And Chesterfield is more perfectly packed by Accuray. This electronic miracle removes human error in cigarette manufacture. So Accuray Chesterfield is firm and pleasing to the lips. Chesterfield, mild, yet they satisfy the most.
You know, on the frontier, men fought for fool's reasons, like a spilt drink, and they fought for good reasons, like fenced water. But next week, a man comes to Dodge who won't fight for any reason, and still wins his battle. And that was the West. Good night.
Gunsmoke, produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Our story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Sound patterns by Tom Hanley and Bill James. Featured in the cast were Lawrence Dobkin, John Daner, and Ken Lynch. Harley Bear is Chester, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. Live modern. Smoke L&M.
Live modern. L&M.
Live modern. Smoke L&M. Only with L&M can you enjoy the full, exciting flavor of today's finest tobaccos. No other cigarette, plain or filter, gives you the full, exciting flavor you get through the pure white miracle tip. So light up, free up, let your taste come alive. Live modern. Smoke L&M.
Join us again next week for another specially transcribed story on Gunsmoke.